Dalarix and Aaron Feely in studio, being joined now by KSL's Sam Farnsworth. And Sam, by golly, you have been on right on the cutting edge of this whole baseball to Salt Lake thing for right from the beginning. Thank you for coming on and talking about it with us.
Yeah, no problem. I certainly have been a fan of bringing pro baseball to Utah, even in the years that I lived in Colorado. I was always like, why can't we get some Major League Baseball to Utah? So it's exciting to see that there's a push right now.
One of the things that we got to start off with, Sam, and this is kind of where I think you can help us out, is, well, you can help us out with a lot of information, but this group, this Big League Utah, it seems like they came out with this announcement. They've got shovel-ready construction plans. They've got a Hall of Famer in Dale Murphy there kind of saying, hey, this would be a great market. It seems like, at least on the surface or at least among those things, that Salt Lake kind of has their ducks in a row ahead of some of these other expansion cities. What's your opinion on that?
I agree with that 100%. I mean, so one thing we know about the Miller family and Gail Miller is that she's not going to come out with some big presentation or proposal without being totally prepared and ready to move forward in whatever it is that they are pitching. And so the first big domino in all this is that you've got a billionaire investor willing and ready to put some money into this. She has a bunch of other millionaire investors joining along with her. So the money is there. Okay, so you got the money. You mentioned the one of my favorite terms in that press conference that they used was shovel ready, right? The Rocky Mountain Power District of 100 acres just off of North Temple in Salt Lake City, they're willing to give some of that land to the development of a Major League Baseball stadium. So the land is ready. It's there. It's in a prime spot that's just off of 215, 80, and 15. It's got the light rail that goes to it. It's got the front runner train that goes to it. So it's really a perfect location as far as commuting to the stadium goes. And then, yeah, you've got some big names behind it too. Dale Murphy, Jeremy Guthrie, an all-star pitcher in his day. You've got these guys stepping up saying, hey, Utah is ready for Major League Baseball. And that's huge, especially considering, you talked about some of these other markets that want a Major League Baseball team too. Well, Portland's one of those markets. That's Dale Murphy's hometown, right? That's where he was born and raised. And he was on their committee about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, when they were trying to pitch for Major League Ballpark. Now he's turned a corner, changed sides, I guess you could say. And he's pitching for Salt Lake, saying that they are better and ready than any of the other markets for a big league team.
And one of the side notes of this whole thing, though, is do you happen to see it as any kind of obstacle that Major League Baseball would perhaps want a second expansion team if they were to expand into Salt Lake? Obviously, the last time the NFL expanded, they wanted two at a time. I think the last time the NBA expanded, they went with six to try to super expand it. Is that something that you foresee MLB caring about or pushing for, or do you think that they would ride with 31 teams for a while?
Well, yeah. Well, I think they want the two if and when they decide to expand. Gail Miller and her committee met with the commissioner about a year ago, they said, and they left that meeting confident that the commissioner wants to expand by two teams, one in the East and one in the West. And if we narrow it down, so you talk about expansion by one team in the West. Okay, let's narrow it down. He said that also they've got to take care of the situation with the Oakland A's and the Tampa Bay Rays first. Those are two teams that don't have great ballparks that, frankly, have terrible fan support in their markets. They're in the bottom three, bottom five in attendance in Major League Baseball by a long shot just about every year in the last 20 years. So they're just not getting the support. They're not getting the support from their city for a new stadium. They need a new facilities. They need probably a new market. And so Major League Baseball wants to take care of them before they officially expand. Well, we just saw the news this week that the A's have purchased land in Las Vegas. They're ready to move that team to Las Vegas. So if the A's can get that taken care of, if the Rays can find a market like maybe Charlotte, Nashville, something like that, then that helps Major League Baseball take that step forward towards expansion. And so in the West, if you really expand one team in the West, there's only two markets. It's Portland and Salt Lake City. who are you going to choose, Portland or Salt Lake City? And as of right now, Salt Lake has the much better offer, the much better pitch. They are ready to build. Now, there's still going to have to be some money probably from the government coming forward to help build a $1 billion stadium. But the fact that the mayor of Salt Lake City and the governor of Utah were also in that Big League Utah press conference last week says a lot, that they are ready to support the funding and bringing of a Major League Baseball team to Utah as well.
Talking about the stadium, Sam, with Sam Farnsworth here of KSL, it seems like it's not a stadium anymore. It's a complex is what all these teams want.
Right.
And, of course, that was mentioned as part of this pitch. It wasn't just baseball. Gail Miller and the whole group, they're talking about pushing for professional hockey as well. And, of course, this would be part of a big complex. One thing I noticed about the news coming out of the A's moving to Las Vegas here in the last couple of days was the capacity of the stadium that they were planning on building. At least right now, it sounds like it's between 30 and 35,000. What would you anticipate maybe stadium capacity being for a Salt Lake team? And what are some of your thoughts on the potential of maybe the NHL looking at the Salt Lake market as well?
So I think stadium size, I think 35 is right about where you want a Major League Baseball stadium nowadays. You know, some of the older stadiums or some of the teams that are in really entrenched Major League markets, you'll have a stadium that seats about 50. So let's compare it to Coors Field in Denver. Coors Field at a max, since they renovated the right field upper deck area, is close to 50. You know, it's like 45 to 50 in that area, but then they can add some standing room only patrons as well. So they average, Denver averages, you know, between 30 and 35,000 per game. And that's, I think that's a great average to be at. I think if Utah got a ballpark that sat about 35 to 40,000 and you average 25 to 30,000 per game, then you're doing just fine. So I think that's probably the target. And you're right, a complex. It's more than just a stadium. It's about what's around the stadium as well. And the Miller group went and toured Atlanta's new facility, which is kind of the blueprint of what major league clubs want to go for nowadays. And so that's probably a similar type of structure that the Miller group would want to bring to Utah. Now, as far as NHL goes, that's where we shift gears from the Millers back over to Ryan Smith, the guy who, you know, spent $1.4 billion to buy the Jazz from the Millers, right? And Ryan Smith went and added he added to his ownership group so that they could bring more pro sports to Utah. That was his intent. That was his goal. And then the reports came out that he met with Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, just a few months ago, and that there is interest from the NHL in coming to Salt Lake because you have a $1 billion owner who's ready to invest, who's ready to build a new arena for a hockey team. That right there, that's all you have to say, and that'll perk up the ears of any commissioner of any sport, really. But Gary Bettman is very interested in Salt Lake City, so I think there's a real chance under two different ownership groups that you have two major professional sports teams coming to Utah in the next decade. It's a process. That's the other thing fans have to remember. This is not like in next year or in 2 years type of thing, especially for Major League Baseball. The announcement for expansion probably wouldn't come for 2 to 3 years at the earliest, and then you're looking at maybe a 3 to 5 year on top of that process to get a stadium built, to pay the expansion fees, and get the team started. So it's a process, but they're taking the steps in the right direction.
And obviously that's very exciting for a lot of baseball fans, particularly in this area. I know someone that obviously moved here from the Midwestern area. It'd be a lot easier to just go to Salt Lake to check out a White Sox game than go to Denver or fly to Southside Chicago. But even
very
when
true.
I live there, I didn't want to really do that. kind of going on top of this, though, you're talking about the process, a thing a lot of fans are interested in. People are debating what the name should be if a team is placed here. Do you have any preferences? Have you heard any that have really stuck out to you that you're like, you know what, if it's not that one, I'm going to cry a little bit?
Right. You go back to the minor league baseball history of our state, and I know a lot of people have brought up the name like the Trappers, the old Pioneer League team that set the professional baseball record for wins in a row, you know. I like the old Gulls, the Utah Gulls, the Salt Lake Gulls team that was a AAA team back in the day. And their color scheme, it kind of looks a little bit like the Dolphins a little bit, kind of that greenish and orangish. But I like it. I think it's kind of cool. However, I do think it's a good idea to maybe get a brand new, you know, name and brand, but whatever and the ownership does, look, we learned this. I like where Ryan Smith is going with the Utah Jazz, but we learned this. If you're going to make a major branding decision, include the fan base. So come up with your four or five different proposals, pitch it out there, let the fans do some sort of voting process to help you narrow it down. Because I'll tell you what, not to steer this conversation too far off track, but that yellow and black will never be popular with the Jazz fan base.
Sam, are you saying you don't have a closet full of highlighter Jazz uniforms?
I've got some construction, you know, wardrobe, if that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely met with some, with a little bit of pushback there. Yes, the name, one that I've actually kicked around a potential name change for us up here at the high school level. One of the ones that I came up with came up on Twitter the other day, and it was the Cutthroats. And I thought that'd be a good one for Salt Lake City.
That would be really cool, you know, a native fish to the Rocky Mountain region. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And you could have a very pretty color scheme with it as well. You know, if you think of the colors on a trout and on a cutthroat, hey, I like that. That's not a bad idea at all.
And we kind of talked about it several times already, but obviously Salt Lake pushing towards potential NHL expansion as well. And I suppose the question there suddenly becomes the NHL was tied for being the smallest professional sporting league in North America, not but what, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That a league that you foresee being ready to say, you know what, actually now suddenly they're in a position they have the most teams of any of the North American pro sports leagues? Or do you see it as more likely that they would be looking to move a team to Salt Lake or expand?
I think if it makes sense for them to move a team, I think that's the direction they go first. But with any pro sport, you have to be careful, right? You have to tread lightly when it comes to moving teams, because you can really upset, obviously, a fan base. You can upset a local government, but also you can kind of upset and shake up a local economy that's been built somewhat around having a team in that market. And so you have to be really careful. We've seen how it worked with the Seattle Sonics. Right. It didn't go over very well there. The Kings were almost a team that left Sacramento. Now they were able to be saved, and we see how rabid their fan base is supporting them here in the playoffs. I know it's a different sport, but the NHL has had its financial problems over the years. You know, they had that locked out season where they couldn't pay players. That was a decade ago? It wasn't even that long ago. And so yeah, they have to tread lightly. However, if they have it, what it really comes down to is if you have an owner with the money who's able to fund a team, then that kind of lets the commissioner and the league loosen up a little bit and be like, okay, this is something we can take seriously. And Ryan Smith has the funds. He definitely has the funds, especially with the other investors that he's got on board with. And that's not going to be the problem. The only other question that you would have is how well would Salt Lake and the Utah area support a major league, a national hockey league team, right? An NHL team. And I'll tell you what, for those who have been to an NHL game before, you only have to go once and you get the fever. It's crazy. It's really cool. It's different from minor league hockey. It's different from college hockey. It's fast. It's physical. It's an environment. It's a show, especially when they get to the playoffs. And I think Salt Lake would be a perfect market, maybe even more so than Major League Baseball, a perfect market for the NHL.
See, but then the issue is you need to pick the perfect goal song, right?
Yes.
Let's go down the road a little bit. Sam, I guess to talk about both sides of the coin here, we've been all, you know, gung-ho and pro on this. Are you hearing about any pushback on this as saying, hey, we don't want this, or we don't want to spend taxpayer dollars? Have you heard anything along those lines?
I've heard zero pushback for any of this so far. Utah is such and just the region, right? You know, Star Valley, Southern Idaho, Eastern Nevada. This area is such a sports hungry area. They love sports here. They want teams to cheer for, and they want winners. And nothing against the Utah Jazz. You know, they've given us a lot of amazing moments over the years, over the decades, but they've never won a title. And they want winners. And so to bring teams here that people can get behind and cheer for and watch them hopefully succeed, that's what people want. And yeah, it's going to come to a point, I don't know if this will be the case with Ryan Smith. I think there's enough money, and building a new arena may not be I don't think it would cost quite as much as a new baseball stadium, but he may not need like taxpayer dollars to help support fund that. I believe that a Major League Baseball stadium probably would need it, and they would have to be transparent about it with the public, obviously. But I've heard zero talk of, well, I'm not going to pay tax dollars for this. That's one of the big problems that the A's have had, is that the city doesn't want to support them. The community doesn't want to pay the tax dollars. The owner doesn't want to invest his money there if he's not going to get some help. And so suddenly for the last 20 years, they've been in this issue where he's just trying to get out. And I think the last thing anyone in Utah wants is for a team to come here and then to be like, well, we got to get rid of them now. So however the funding happens, I just feel like Utah citizens, you're looking at a top five, top four economy in the country. I think they'd be willing to maybe fork over a few tax dollars. It probably just comes down to how much the government would need.
Some exciting times for the region, of course. And Sam Farnsworth with KSL. Sam, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day and talking to us about it.